It's not about getting them out of office. That's impeachment. This is about holding them accountable.
For the anti-war community, it's not over until it's over. And that means arresting George W. Bush and Dick Cheney for treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Outside the Department of Justice, dozens of activists and legal observers gathered to deliver a letter to the Department's Attorney General, Michael Mukasey, and demand the indictment and trial of Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney. When the activists attempted to walk into the Justice Department, they were stopped and approached by a low-level press secretary who said he would hand the letter over to Attorney General Mukasey.
What we really need is to have a meeting with him, and we need him to agree to look into the crimes of the Bush administration, which are many.
All I can do is accept the letter.
The crimes committed by the Bush-Cheney administration. We will make some of these crimes evident to all.
Then the activists fell to the floor to symbolize those who have been killed during the so-called War on Terror.
Because if they get away with these crimes, anyone can get away with anything, and this world's going to be destroyed to corruption.
If, in fact, your elected officials are not held to the same standard that your regular citizens are, then you don't have a standard. You don't have the rule of law. That's extremely dangerous for everybody.
We're directly responsible for those, and I would call them murders, and those are outrages. Those are war crimes. And then you have another 4 million Iraqis who've been displaced from their homes and their businesses and their children. And there's cholera, there's no water, there's no electricity, there's constant fear. And I mean, it's hard to sit still knowing that that we have done this and that we're allowing it to continue.
As officials of the DOJ walked past the protesters, activists read off the names of the war dead.
Kelly Stephen Pruitt, age 24, an Army private, was killed on April the 6th, 2003. Khanim Mohammed, driver, murdered, Shula, west of Baghdad, November 2005.
Outside the Justice Department, members of the anti-war community say electing a new commander-in-chief is not enough and does not justify the millions of people who have died because of the policies of the Bush administration. They say the real change they can believe in will come about when George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are indicted for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Washington.